Here's your morning brief for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The Senate has approved a massive economic stimulus package to shield the country against fallout from the coronavirus crisis. The estimated $2 trillion legislation now heads to the House, which is expected to take up the bill Friday. Asian shares mostly closed lower, and Europe's trading day began down. Futures point to a lower open on Wall Street, as traders await a weekly unemployment report expected to show record job losses. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is near 70,000, including a surge of infections in New York. President Trump said restrictions on economic activity could be lifted in some parts of the country sooner than in others. We're reporting that the White House is considering a plan for workplace virus testing. And the U.S. says it will allow some importers to postpone tariff payments to ease the impact of the coronavirus. Many companies have called on the Trump administration to cancel or suspend the levies. White House officials have said tariff breaks are not on the table. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.